Imagine your marriage healthy, thriving, and fun again. Welcome to the Coach Martez and Woodrina Show, the ultimate power couple helping you with understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Certified professional life and marriage coach, Martez Layton, and licensed therapist, Woodrina Layton, are here to help you step up your game when it comes to marriage, relationships, and so much more. With 30 years of marriage under their belt and a proven track record of mending broken bonds, you can rely on Coach Martez and Woodrina to empower you and your loved ones to have a strong connection for life. The Coach Martez and Woodrina Show starts now.
You know, being married for life does not happen by chance, but it happens by choice. You know, as we always say at the end of our podcast, being married for life is a mindset that all marriages possess in thoughts and feelings once they begin, until challenges arise and life kicks in and the feelings of emotional brokenness turn into bitterness. When this happens, the married for life mindset turns into the I am done mindset for most couples, and there is no looking back. So how do we establish a married for life mindset? You know, so that's what we're going to talk about today. Those things that are important to establishing a married for life mindset.
Right. And again, we know, you know, how important it is, because when you look at the news, you are in social media, you see how many people start off, you know, happily married, in love, and you're seeing all the pictures on Instagram, you're seeing all of these things. And when people are saying their I do's and people are taking these pictures and taking these trips, you know, you everybody believes we can make it, you know, but we just want to really, again, just kind of bring out some of these things to really think about on just making sure, you know, not just believing or hoping we can make it, but understanding this is to death do us part.
Right. And it's about, because yeah, we all believe that in thought and feelings, we feel that way, believe that way, but it's things we have to do to make sure that we remain that way. Yeah,
exactly. So one of the first things we want to talk about is having a unwavering commitment to one another. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just let Woodrina start there, because, you know, of course, in my mind, it's a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
Unwavering commitment.
So that is, you know, establishing within yourself that divorce is not an option, you know. So and that is that that's a mental mindset to just say within yourself, divorce is not an option. Whatever we go through and challenges we face, you know, I'm going to believe that we're going to overcome them by doing the things that we need to do to help us to overcome this challenge that we are facing.
Right.
You know, and so a part of that is setting goals that can help you to maintain focus. You know, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you know, those marriage goals, setting those goals that can help you to maintain that focus, so that way your commitment would be unwavering. And, you know, just being intentional about, you know, quality time together, being intentional about, you know, showing that love, that loyalty, you know, that appreciation to your spouse, being intentional.
And see, and also for me, that commitment starts at, you know, when years before you go into, you know, like I told Woodrina, for the both of us, I know my mom did not have a good, you know, marriage history in her life. And so me growing up in a single family home, you know, my commitment started to my family years before I got married.
That's true.
I told Woodrina when we met at 18 years old, you know, for me, I didn't want to be in a broken home or a broken family because of the fact I had already grew up like that. And so that commitment starts years. Yeah. It's a part of your makeup.
That is so
you know
true.
What I'm saying? It's a part of who you are. It's like I tell people, you know, for me, being married is a part of who I am. At my core, I'm a family man. I'm a marriage man. So regardless, you know, we're just saying that commitment, that's something that's who you are at your core. And so, again, we talk about goals. You know, one of the goals for me being a child growing up in a single family home was to know I'm going to be there for my child. You know, that was a goal. That was one of the goals that I wanted to have a family. I wanted to see what it was like to take those family trips together, you know, mom and dad and all, you know, involved. And so, again, those goals actually are really aligned with your future, with your purpose, with your passion. you know, that you all both set together to keep you focused, because challenges are going to arise.
Yes, they are.
Problems are going to come. But we just always talk about staying in the middle of the road, staying aligned with your purpose. So again, we're just talking about being intentional about your commitment to one another and your commitment to your future.
Exactly. And then that also involves, you know, compromising in disagreements and making a commitment within yourself that you are not going to threaten to leave during an argument.
Oh, that's so true.
Because, that you know, and so you want to make sure, you know, in having a Married for Life mindset, that I'm going to make a commitment to myself that when we're arguing or disagreeing, I'm not going to say I'm leaving.
Right.
Or, you know, don't threaten to leave. You know, I'm out of here. I want a divorce. Right. That should not come up.
Right.
So, you know,
And those words stick to people too. Yeah, I will tell you, those words stick.
Words are powerful.
Yeah, when you say those things like that, you know, that's that's not a commitment. That's like a cop out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you're quitting on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, yeah, honestly, because those words hurt people. And we
have,
of course, several clients that, you know, have said those things, but that's something you really want to really just make a commitment not to do.
Exactly. That's good. Yeah, you do want to do that. And, you know, and going in, knowing the Married for Life mindset is, okay, I know we're going to disagree, but I'm going to be willing to compromise to help us to come through these disagreements. And I'm also going to develop a mindset of selflessness, you know, and realizing that, you know, I have to make my spouse a priority. Yeah, of course you have to make sure that you're doing that for one another, but it's one of those things where it can't always just be about you.
Right.
It has to be some compromise and some selflessness there in that relationship to help you with that unwavering commitment.
That's good. You know, it's like I remember Joyce Meyer would say, you know, years ago when she would say, it's not about me, it's not about me, it's not about me. You know, the robot mindset, it's not about me, it's not about me. Mm-hmm. You know, because we make so many things about us, but that unwavering commitment has to be to the success of your partner, to the success of your family, you know, to the success of one another's dreams.
Yes.
That's the mindset. Because again, we're talking about for life.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what Dreena and I, you know, we've been together since I was 18 years old and we've been married for over 30 years. Well, you're talking about for life. There are transitions and different things you go through. You have to still be able to know, you know, I'm committed to your future. I'm committed to the challenges that you're going to face. Because that's what happens so much now in relationships. I'm committed. But when a challenge comes up, depending on how big that challenge is, it's like, no, I ain't signed up for this.
Right.
Me ain't signed up for this.
Right.
Being married for life, you signed up for it.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to have one another's back.
Yeah.
So, and you know, and that's just a part of it because, we change, we grow. And that's why it's so important to grow together.
Yes.
You know, to make sure that we are doing the things to, you know, enhance our relationship together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, as a couple, we want to grow together. We want to attend workshops. We want to
read.
We want to read together. We want to get marriage coaching. Get marriage coaching and counseling. Yeah, we want to do those things to just help us in our commitment to our relationship and to one another.
Exactly. You don't want to be all committed. You know, you committed to your health. You all at the gym. You doing all of this. You know, flexing and all of this stuff. But then you just always giving your spouse cookies and sweets and letting them do all this. But then, you know what I'm saying? You're not committed to their health like yours. And I can hear, you know, somebody saying, yeah, coach, but they don't want to work out. They don't want to go to the gym. No, you do know how to get the person that you've committed to make some things. There may be some other things, but I'm just saying we want to also be committed to one another's, you know, to one another's health and, you know, and fitness and just the mental health state of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that unwavering commitment is I'm committed to you in all areas of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
Yeah. And, you know, you always want to just take a stand for one another.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
No, that's very important. You know, when you're taking a stand for one another, that could be actually having to stand against one of your siblings, stand against your own mom. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people, they say things or those type of things, but you got to realize I'm standing for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be a person that all of a sudden, when something comes towards you in your relationship, it's like your spouse saying, feels like I'm the person that's standing out here and
alone.
I'm taking all of this from whether it's your dad, whether it's your mom, whether it's your whoever it may be. I'm the person that's taking all of this, but it's like now you didn't just fade it away. Mm-hmm. So when we say unwavering commitment, we stand together.
Yeah.
Whatever we're going to have to face, we are a team. We either win together or we lose together. That's the merit for life mindset.
Yes.
We are in this to win this.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And it just boils down to it has to be a commitment, you know, in your heart, your mind, and right. your emotions.
Right. It has
like they
to be.
All have to
unwavering.
They all have to be one together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be committed in together. You know, it all has to be together. My heart, right. mind, and emotions are committed
to
this,
you.
Yep, to you in this relationship. Yeah. Whatever we go through, I'm going to do the things that I need to do to make sure that we work.
That's the merit for life mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Divorce is not an option.
Yep. So you're listening to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll continue discussing more on creating and maintaining a merit for life mindset.
Let's go.
Goodness, we have got talk radio for all of us.
Really, thank you for blazing the trail for women in talk radio and just being such an inspiration to me and so many other people. What you're doing is so awesome. And, you know, without people like you there to like really step out of the box and go for it, I don't know if someone like me would have ever ended up here, but I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of my major inspirations.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are back on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show. We have been discussing creating and maintaining a merit for life mindset as a couple. And before the break, we were discussing having an unwavering commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing we need, you know, to make sure we do in having a merit for life mindset.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing we're going to talk about is having God-like character.
To be a part of your relationship. And again, just kind of going back again to what we always say and being transparent, you know, again, you know, we've been married for over 30 years, but there's a lot of challenges that we've been through, that we've overcome to be able to share this in a way of just like empowering others to understand you could do this. And so we're talking about this because, again, you know, we have the merit for life mindset. And again, as we'll talk about, you know, a little bit later, the merit for life walk, you know, which we do, you know, which is so important and, you know, important to us, important to our mission on actually strengthening marriages. But again, this mindset is real. You know, this is not something we just talked about or we just read about. This is something we live. This is something that we do. You know, so I just want to put that out there, just really being really just considerate with what people go through,
mm-hmm.
you know, the things that we hear from different clients and people that we work with. This merit for life, it is a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It is something that you have to choose to believe, choose to feel and accept about what you're going to do as far as your life and your future. So I just want to say that, because it is something that is attainable and is real. Because again, we just, you know, here now, you know, so many people saying, is this really possible? No, with that mindset.
Yeah.
It's with that mindset.
Exactly. And, you know, and with that mindset, having an unwavering commitment, mm-hmm. having God-like character, and having God-like character is like showing one another compassion. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what would Jesus do? What we used to always say back in the day, you know, in your relationship, when you go through challenges, you know, what would Jesus do? Like, mm-hmm. treat your spouse the way that you would want to be treated.
Right.
So one of those is we want to show them compassion. It's like, we're human. We're all going to make mistakes. So I'm going to have some grace. You know, I'm going to show you some compassion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you some grace. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be forgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to make sure that I'm not, you know, just coming down everything you do, because we're all going to make mistakes.
Right. You know, and I just like, oh, man, I apologize, y'all. I forgot to put my line up. Sorry about that. You know, I'll make sure and do that during the break. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the producers should have said something. Martez, put that up. But anyway, you know, I just want to go back to this showing one another compassion and what that looks like in real time. So when you just think about, you know, like right now you have COVID, you know, along with COVID, along with the children, along with the job, along with sometimes, you know, maybe not being able to see your parents, you know, because of what's going on with COVID and whatnot, you know, the stress of what that could cause. You know, that could be an area where now, you know, you can show compassion instead of using words or just saying things like, no, you just got to tough it out, or no, you just got to get over it. You know, with just getting over some things, it may be easier said than done. And so that's what we mean when we're talking about compassion, is actually understanding the challenges that each of you may be going through at different times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we say, it's been a lot of loss,
yeah.
you know, with different things and, you know, with your children. It's like, this is not easy for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when we're talking about compassion, that's what I'm talking about in real time, understanding the stresses that people are dealing with, your spouse is dealing with, or could be dealing with their parents. And it's like, because you may not be dealing with that with your parents, you may not have that compassion to show. But when we're talking about compassion, that's what we're saying. The Married for Life mindset is understanding when a person may be not at their best, or maybe not doing everything they could be doing, or you may have met them or fell in love with them at one level, and now certain things is kind of put them down or cause them to feel a certain way. So what compassion says is, you know what, I understand you may not be being your best right now because of what you're dealing with, but I'm going to love you and I'm going to walk this through with you.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about in real time and being practical and talking about compassion. You know, that's what I'm saying about, you know, showing each other love doing while the other person may not be in the same physical, mental, or just emotional space that you are in. We need to show one another compassion.
Yeah, we want to be able to also, you know, put ourselves in their shoes and you know, show empathy, you know, because that's going to help us with being able to show that compassion if we actually put ourselves in their shoes and just really for that moment, instead of wanting to judge or criticize, mm-hmm. you know, say, you know, well, you know, really think about, you know, what are they going through, you know, and mm-hmm. if I was going through this, how would I feel? You know, what would I want them to do or show me, you know, in this situation? So we want to make sure that, you know, we're doing that with, you know, in having this Married for Life mindset, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, I'm always going to make sure that I, you know, I'm understanding what you're going through.
Right.
You know,
and I remember years ago, you know, because Wadrina's always loved this word grace. You know, mm-hmm. I remember I was going to give out your tag, which you was going to put, but I ain't going to get it. Yeah, she was going to put something on her car, but I don't want to put that, because then somebody else may go put it on their tag.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, just understanding what grace is like mm-hmm. in your relationship. And so, you know, whether, you know, your husband has left his socks on the floor,
left the toilet seat up,
mm-hmm. Left a fork and a plate that he didn't put in the dishwasher. And all of a sudden, when you wake up, now your whole day is thrown because you found this dish in the sink or this silverware. I'm just saying, you know what? That's the time to be like, you know what? I know he was rushing last night. I know the game was on, and I know, yeah, he could have put this up before he came to bed. But I'm just saying, again, with everything that's going on, and to have the Married for Life mindset, one of those godlike characters you really want to have, let me just have some grace.
Yeah.
Because guess what? This is a true marathon in marriage.
Yes, it is.
This is not a sprint that you are running. So what I'm saying, you might as well form. You know, I'm going to say this. I remember remember George Barr. That's why I say this stuff sticks in your head. I remember she would talk about, you know, like long suffering. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about God-like character, you talk about one of the fruits of the spirit, of like what God talks about, being patient, kind, long-suffering one another. You have to be patient with your spouse. That's what that grace is.
Yeah.
Grace is about patience. So with the Married for Life mindset, if he's already getting on your nerves, if she's already getting on your nerves, instead of saying, you always doing something to get on my nerves, why don't you see, well, what can I do to where you won't get on my nerves? Mm-hmm. What can I do if you're getting on my nerves? I'm just saying, grace is practical.
Yeah.
And it's real. Yeah. And that's the mindset of, you know.
Yeah. And that's what I always tell the couples, you know, every year at the Married for Life Walk, we have to learn to walk in daily grace and forgiveness.
Yes.
You know, we have to learn to walk in daily grace and forgiveness, because, you know, Christ forgives us daily, shows us grace daily. So therefore, with our spouse, that, you know, that's something we have to learn. It's like being able to realize, okay, I have to walk in this. I have to show you grace and forgiveness on a daily basis, because that's how I'm going to help myself to stay with a Married for Life mindset and not waver in my commitment and not walk around frustrated and you getting on my nerves. And, you know, I got to show daily grace and forgiveness. It's like, yeah, we're going to do things that are going to rub each other the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to happen. It's like, it's just going to happen. So it's like, so to help myself and to help ourselves with that, it's like, no, I'm just going to show grace and forgiveness. It's not intentional. Mm-hmm. I know you're not doing it intentional. You know, I'm going to say, I may say something to you, you know, in a nice way to let you know in an assertive way that this bothered me, but I'm going to continue moving forward because we're going to communicate that assertively and let each other know how we feel. And we're going to keep moving forward, but, you know, I'm going to be forgiven and I'm going to, you know, and no matter how small or how large the offense is, it's learning to walk in that daily grace and forgiveness. And depending on how large, you know, how hurtful the offense is regarding forgiveness, it may take you some time to forgive, but making that decision to just say, you know what, you know, I'm making a decision to forgive you, is then that way that bitterness and that resentment doesn't even have room to start building up in your heart because of the fact that you've already made a choice to forgive and show grace.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and when we think about, you know, we think about our kids, you know, and we'll be like, you know, you'll look at your child when they're, you know, 3-4 years old and 2 years old and they're pouting and doing things, you know, because they didn't have their way. Well, that's the same way it is when you think about maturing in a relationship. If you ever want to measure your level of growth and maturity, all you got to do is ask yourself, how long does it take for me to say I'm sorry? Mm-hmm. Remember this now. If you ever want to measure your level of maturity in your relationship, all you got to do is evaluate and measure how long it takes for me to say I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I didn't say for your spouse.
Right.
How long does it take for me to say I'm sorry? Because that's going to give you a real good gauge of how you have matured. Because like I tell everybody, the quickest way to regain communication, to regain, you know, the camaraderie in the relationship, to rebuild that bridge of communication, is through a heartfelt apology. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about God-like character in the Married for Life mindset, you have to be willing to apologize in a heartfelt way quickly.
Yes.
That's what that grace, that's what that forgiveness, that's what that compassion, it all kind of is all consumed in a heartfelt apology by saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because forgiveness is key. And I'm just saying, like with our kids, they pout, you know, and you'd be like, you need to stop pouting. But then with you and your relationship, if your partner, your spouse has done something that really hurt you, you need to stop pouting and realize, you know what? Let me just make this right. Let me just say, you know what? I'm sorry. Let me just start there. But again, you know, that shows your level of maturity. And maturity is very important when it talks about the Married for Life mindset, because you can't have this mindset without maturity. Yeah. Because these things we're talking about is at a mature level. You can't be surface. You can't be petty when you're trying to have a Married for Life mindset. And we're talking about things like unwavering commitment, God-like character. That's something.
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah, we have a few more points we want to bring out in this godlike character, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue and just actually talk more about, you know, different things that you want to make sure you do, you know, to help you with to show godlike character in developing this
marriage for life mindset.
So we'll be right back.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
We are back. Welcome back to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show. We have been discussing the how to create and maintain the Married for Life mindset in your relationship. But before we continue, I just want to make sure that everyone knows how to connect with us. If you want to connect or work with Martez and I, you can visit our website at dreambuilderscoaching.net. On Facebook, it's Dream Builders Marriage Coaching and Counseling. Instagram at Coach Martez at Wadrina Layton. And Twitter at Coach Martez at Wadrina L. So we have been discussing, you know, what we need in order to have a Married for Life mindset. And the first thing we talked about was unwavering commitment. And before the break, we were discussing, you know, having God-like character, showing that in our relationship. And so we talked about compassion, grace, and forgiveness.
But I want to say something.
Go ahead. Well, before I move into the next point, go ahead.
No, I want to go back to unwavering commitment too. Mm-hmm. I just want to say unwavering commitment doesn't mean you are committed to your marriage, but neither are you happy. And your attitude really is an attitude of really not want to be here, but I'm here. That's not unwavering commitment. Right. I just want to say that.
Right.
Because, you know, we run across people that, you know, it's almost like, hey, you know, I'm committed to the marriage, but you're not happy. You really don't want to be there, but you are committed. You committed to not going nowhere.
Yeah.
That's different. I just want to say that. Unwavering commitment does not mean I'm committed to not going nowhere. Mm-hmm. We're talking about more than just being committed to not going. We are talking about committed with your presence, committed with you emotionally, committed with you spiritually to one another, mm-hmm. committed to passion and to building one another's dreams and, mm-hmm. and doing those things. So I just want to just really kind of say, you don't want to be committed, but not fully committed.
Right. Your heart, mind, and emotion.
Exactly. Because yeah. you could be saying, you know what, you know, I feel like my spouse may be committed just because he feels as if he's committed because he's here, because he comes home mm-hmm. every day when he didn't left work, because he does this. No, we're talking about deeper than just yeah. committed with just because you do those things, but being committed on a whole level of being one with one another.
Exactly.
I just want to say that.
Oh, no, definitely. That is so true. That's the only way, mm-hmm. you know, it's like we talked about last week, that emotional connection.
Right.
Like that's needed,
right.
you know, in this commitment and being married for life, we have mm-hmm. to be connected emotionally.
Right.
And it takes so much more than just, okay, I'm doing my job, my role as a husband
right.
or my role as a wife.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, no, mm-hmm. what we need to have that emotional yes. connection.
I just want to say that.
Yeah. You know. So, and then, so, you know, so we were talking about, you know, having that God-like character as far as, you know, the compassion, empathy towards one another, showing each other grace and forgiveness, walking in daily grace and forgiveness. But we want to also be mindful that we are consistently encouraging one another.
That's huge, guys.
You know, we remember huge. We are one another's, you know, biggest cheerleader. Mm-hmm. You know, I am Martez's dream fueler and he's mine. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to encourage you. I want to push you towards your dreams, you know. I want to help you to get there. Mm-hmm. So I need to be consistently encouraging you to reach your goals and be who God has called you to be in achieving, you know, everything that you desire to achieve in your life.
Right. And again, you know, when Wadrina used the term dream fueler, that's something that, you know, we always ask our couples, you know, first of all, what is your partner's dream? And then ask yourself, how do you fuel that dream?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So in other words, how do you help it to get to where it is manifesting in their lives? You know, what is that you're doing to fuel it? And that's very important, because mm-hmm. if you don't fuel your partner's dream, somebody will.
That's right.
And depending on who is fueling the dream will also depending on where passion flows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to, so because sometimes people may never heard that term, dream fueler.
Yeah.
But that's what we talk about when we're talking about how are you fueling your partner's dream.
Yeah.
And again, we're talking about that consistent encouraging, you know, just really, you know, positive inspiration. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you saying to really make them feel confident mm-hmm. in who they are?
Right.
And like we always say, a lot of times these things that we're talking about are things that we've experienced.
Yeah.
That was times where I really wasn't encouraging with mm-hmm. dream. I wasn't her dream fuel, mm-hmm. you know, because it was all about me fulfilling the dream that I believe God gave me. And it was like, no, you need to spend your energy helping my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And not, I didn't even think about, oh man, well, what about me fueling your dream? So like I say, these things that we talk about are things that we have learned through our journey, but that consistent encouraging, people need to hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They need to hear that. They mm-hmm. need to know that you are with me. And that's that God-like character mm-hmm. because we know that God always lets us know I love you.
Yeah.
And that's how you want to be with your partner.
And another part of that God-like character is refusing to give up on one another, regardless of the storms or tests that you face, because God doesn't give up on us. Yes. You know, when we waver and do and walk, go left when he told us to go right, it's like that when we disobedient and don't do what God told us to do, it's like he still forgives us. He doesn't give up on us. Mm-hmm. So it's like refusing to give up on your spouse, regardless of the storms and tests that you may face, because with the married for life mindset, you know that they're going to come. Mm-hmm. Having a married for life mindset is knowing that we're going to experience trials and tribulations, challenges in our relationship. But guess what? We're going to overcome them.
We're going to do it together.
We're going to do this together. We're overcoming this together because we're committed to one another. We're committed to our family, our kids, our legacy.
Right. And so then we talk about refusing to give up on one another. You know, I know this may be, you know, like I say, we've been working with couples professionally over 13 years now. And I think about, you know, I've heard some spouses say, shoot, that ain't my problem, coach. That decision made them have to deal with this. So again, so what I'm saying here is like, it can, you can't allow it to be storming over your partner, but you just enjoying the sunshine and everything. No, you can't do that. Well, what if they just keep making them bad decisions? And it, you know, we had to talk about that a little bit more, but I'm just laughing in my mind. I'm just thinking about how, when we say refusing to give up on each other, regardless of the storms, I have heard of some, some spouse. They'd be like, coach, they made it rain on themselves. Mm-hmm. I supposed to get wet too?
Right, because you know, we, in our last one, I don't want to go too far into it, but the last thing we want to bring out is living the team concept. Right. But it's one of those things, going back to what you just said, because of the fact that we are a team. So when we make decisions, it should be a team decision. Right. But sometimes, you know, we'll make decisions, you know, on our own without consulting with our spouse. But when that happens, we have to, a part of that mindset is, okay, I'm going to walk in grace and forgiveness. You know, it may take me some time because I'm really upset, but you know, I'm going to get over this, and we're going to really have to sit down and come up with a plan for the future to make sure that going forward, all of our decisions are team decisions.
Right.
You know, that we're coming together to make these decisions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's the one of the last points we want to bring out, you know, in having the Married for Life mindset is living the team concept. Right. You know, not accepting the you or me, but it's we.
It's we.
We're in this together. It's we. It's us. It's not him, her, you know, that he did that. No, it's we. Mm-hmm. We. You know, we're in this. We're going to take responsibility together.
Right. And you cover one another. You know, that's the thing about, you know, the team concept. You cover one another in things, you know. And so you think about how, you know, whether it's in football, you know, you're here. You know, because I have told many of you who are listening, I'm a huge college football fan, Roll Tide. You know, again, you know about football, you know what Roll Tide means. And so, you know, it's just one of those things, like, you know, all of a sudden, if the person, the wide receiver may have dropped the ball to prevent the touchdown, but you still understand as a quarterback, you know, we could have done better. When you hear some of these players, they're talking, they're like, we could have done. I could have did my part, but it's also we, because that's the team. And so that's why with all of our couples, we always say, you know what? Boom. Like, we're team Leighton and whatever the other, you know, you all are a team. You work as one. Mm-hmm. You know, marriage is a team sport. You either win together or lose together. Mm-hmm. So in other words, with the team concept, there is no, I take a L, but you take the W.
Right.
No, if I take a L, we need to experience this L together. And so it's not like the husband or the wife, whoever it may be, you know what, you enjoying your win, but I'm sitting over here really sad or upset because I've taken the L. Mm-hmm. But in the team concept, we either going to win together or we either going to lose together. But one thing is going to be, it's going to be together.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, in the team, it really helps with the team concept when we learn how to accept our personal responsibility and whatever it may be that may have met, you know, whatever the issue is that have happened, you know, the mistake, whatever it may be, we have to be willing to take our personal responsibility, because if I take personal responsibility for something I'm done, it's easier for Martez to support me and, you know, in that team concept. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not taking personal responsibility, then a lot of times that's what happens when couples are like, well, yeah, you over there by yourself, because I have to learn, you have to learn how to accept responsibility and take that responsibility for your role and what you did to get us to where we are now.
Right. Right.
You know, you want to take all the, you know, you want to get all the glory when it's good. But how about accepting responsibility when it's not, when it's something that's not so good? So we want to do that as far as a team. You know, you, I thought that may, came to mind when you mentioned football, because it's everybody accepts responsibility. But you always hear the quarterback saying, no, you know, it's on me. It's on me. I accept responsibility for that. But as a team, we all had a role to play in it, but still be willing to accept your personal responsibility.
And that's very important.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have that team concept. You got to have that team mindset. Mm-hmm. Because, again, this is the Merit for Life mindset. Mm-hmm. The Merit for Life mindset is we're a team. Mm-hmm. We're in this together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to walk away or leave you or let you lose without us winning together. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. And that's what we have to have.
Exactly. So, you know, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come
back,
yeah, we'll continue to wrap up this discussion and, you know, continue discussing creating and maintaining a Merit for Life mindset.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
We are back. Welcome back to the Coach Martez, and we're doing the latest show. Coach Martez is having a mic issue, but you know, we have been we have been discussing what we need to create and maintain a Merit for Life mindset as a couple. And we talked about, you know, unwavering commitment, you know, and that's unwavering with your mind, your heart, and your emotions. We talked about, you know, God-like character, having that in your relationship, you know, that's showing compassion, walking in daily grace and forgiveness, you know, encouraging one another and just refusing to give up, you know, on one another and making that an unwavering commitment. You know, we talked about making that commitment to not say out of your mouth when you're arguing, you know, I'm leaving, or I want a divorce. You know, we don't want those words to come out of our mouth, because words are powerful, and that really stings and can and cause scars, you know, in a relationship where, you know, whenever you're arguing for the other spouse, it's like a traumatic, it's like, oh, I'm thinking about when he said this or when she said that. So we want to make sure that, you know, we make a commitment not to say I'm leaving or I want a divorce during an argument or a disagreement. And then we've been talking about, you know, before team we went concept. To break the team concept, you know, we're a team. We're in this together. We either win together or lose together, you know, taking personal responsibility for things that you may do wrong in the relationship, but at the same time realizing that, you know, we either lose together or win together. Yeah, you may have made the mistake, you accept the responsibility for it. So now as a team, what do we need to rebuild from here and get to where we want to be? So, you know, we're in this together.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, we've been talking about you know, every show we always talk about the Marriage for Life walk. And so the Marriage for Life walk, again, you know, April 22nd, 23rd here in Atlanta, Georgia, which we would love for you all to join us. You know, again, these are the things that, you know, we want couples to understand with one another. When we talk about never let go of the hand that you're holding. Well, to never let go of the hand you're holding, you have to have an unwavering commitment. Mm-hmm. Then you have to have that God-like character, and you got to have the team concept, because that is the Marriage for Life mindset. Yes. And all three of those need to work hand in hand with one another. Mm-hmm. So again, that's what we talk about when we're talking about this Marriage for Life mindset. You know, we're just encouraging couples to join us there here in Atlanta, Georgia, April 22nd and 23rd. And even though you have different couples that come in from around the country, mm-hmm. we're hoping the same thing, even though I know, you know, we're praying that everything is going to mm-hmm. go well with what we're facing with COVID and those mm-hmm. things. But it's just to remind people that, you know, we don't have to give up on each mm-hmm. other. And, you know, and how does that start? That starts with me making a decision. Mm-hmm. And that decision is I choose the mindset. I choose to have these thoughts. I choose to think and feel the way, not just based off of my feelings of things, mm-hmm. but I understand, you know what? I'm committed to you.
Yeah.
You know, there's an unwavering commitment mm-hmm. here that, you know, I want to see you when you're older. Mm-hmm. I want to be with you, mm-hmm. you know, because, like, you know, I always joke with everybody and say, you know, when Adrena first met me, seriously, guys, mm-hmm. I'm not lying. I had nice wavy hair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did. I mean, she's right.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, the handful
nice,
of hands.
Yeah, I had nice wavy hair. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I lost that at an early age.
At an early age.
But
2 years after we got married.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't be, so in other words, what I'm saying is you can't be committed to somebody while they still got their shape.
Yeah.
Or why they hair, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you committed while everything is going good. But I'm just saying that unwavering commitment is no. I'm committed to you.
Yes.
And not only am I committed to you, I'm committed to your passions. I'm committed to your purpose. I'm committed to your dreams.
Yes.
That's what that unwavering commitment is. And so when we talk about, you know, we don't want people to just come to the Marriage for Life walk to say, you know what, I attended the Marriage for Life mm-hmm. walk. We don't really want people just to attend this event. We want to begin to start changing the way people see it. Mm-hmm. You know what? When I'm just saying, you know what, I'm married for life. Mm-hmm. This is a commitment that I'm making that regardless of the storms, regardless yes. of this that happens, it's like I'm here.
Yes.
And then I want to get tools to help us mm-hmm. to make sure that we're doing this. That's what we talk about when we talk about marriage coaching and counseling. Mm-hmm. Those are tools.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's not about everything going right in the marriage or us being perfect. You don't go to the dentist just because you got a perfect smile and you got perfect teeth. You're still going to go to the dentist just for your checkup yeah. or just for your preventative maintenance that you do twice a year. That's what we say marriage maintenance should be like when it comes to marriage coaching and counseling in your relationship. Yeah. And again, that helps to maintain that mindset, because it hurts us, you know, when we see good couples and now they're throwing in the towel or just ended up walking away, you know, because we understand, you know, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And there's a way around that. And that begins with the mindset.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like the motto is for the Marriage for Life walk, never let go of the hand you're holding. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something, you know, we just want you to remember, you know, never let go of the hand you're holding. We're going to face challenges. Mm-hmm. We're going to have issues, but we're going to overcome them.
Yes.
If we do the work, if we yes. get the tools and we apply the tools to our relationship, mm-hmm. you know, we can overcome them. Mm-hmm. You know, marriage is work. Yeah. It's work. It's that's just, it's no way around it, because you have to do the work if you want to be successful and have a healthy marriage. Not only do you have to do the work on yourself, because we all have individual issues that we ourselves have to work through and overcome, but not, we all, you know, just think about all of our own issues, and then we come into a relationship with another person that has their own issues. So therefore, as a whole, as a couple, it's going to be some work. Yeah. Like I would say, marriage is work. Yeah. So, you know, but just be committed to knowing that I'm going to do the work. I'm going to do whatever it takes, because I know I'm not just getting married for show. I'm getting married for the commitment. I want us to grow old together. I want us to just create these memories, have a legacy that we're building, you know, for our children to leave them with, and for our grandchildren. So, you know, that's all about that married for life mindset. You know, we want to have that mindset and just know that.
Yeah. You know, and again, I always had to shout out, you know, Ronnie and Shamari DeVoe. They're from New Edition and Black, you know, because of the fact of, you know, with them being marriage ambassadors with us and vision partners with us, they've been there from the beginning with the Married for Life walk. But again, you know, if you see them or if you hear them, you're going to even hear them talk about this mindset. Yes. And that's something that, you know, we've even coached them to just not only just say, but just sharing, you know, different platforms and different things. You hear them talking about that mindset that they have. And just like with all the things that they deal with, from celebrity and just being in them different environments, they still maintain that mindset. Yeah. So that's what we want to say to, regardless of where you are, what you're going through, you can choose to make a decision. You know what? This year, I'm changing my mindset. I'm changing the way I feel or think. And I'm realizing, you know what? I do want to be in this for life.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to encourage everyone who is hearing this about, understanding unwavering commitment, God-like character, and team concept, to have that Married for Life mindset, and join us on April 22nd and 23rd for the 5th annual Married for Life.
It's going down in the A. And believe me when I say, you're going to leave there empowered.
Yes.
Yeah, with a level of strength that, you know what, hey, we can overcome this. It's going to be encouraging. It's going to bring, it's going to give you strength in your relationship and just be encouraging to your relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, just know that, you know, it's going to be good. And so, and it's going to be, you're going to have a good time. So, you know, we just want to remind you that healthy marriages, relationships, they just don't happen by chance, but by choice. So you have to be honest with yourself and be willing to be held accountable to the things that your partner may say to you without giving them back judgment or pushback. And you just want to make a commitment to accept change without conflict.
So again, we want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Lane show. We've had a wonderful time today just talking about these things that help you to have that Married for Life mindset. But again, please join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Pacific time. We would love to hear from you. Be sure to connect with us on social media, and we look forward to reading and hearing your comments. Again, have a wonderful day, a great Wednesday, and we'll see you here same time next week here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Martez and Wadrina Show on Transformation Talk Radio with certified professional life and marriage coach Martez Layton and licensed therapist Wadrina Layton. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton have been working with owl-bound couples to strengthen their relationships for the betterment of their lives for 20 years, and it is in their divine role in life to do so. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Coach Martez and Wadrina, go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.